Praise the Lord. Who is coming here for the first time? Let me see your hand. Just wave your hand. Can you stand up? Today is your first time of coming here. Oh. Okay. Just. We are near them and you have the Holy Ghost. Can you shake them? Give them Christian greeting. Tell them shalom. That is how they pray at Christ worldwide. Shalom. Shalom.
In the light. For the Lord who has called you had never failed at all. Do not doubt what you are told in the light. For the Lord who has called you had never failed at all.
God bless you. We welcome you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Be seated. There's something that we try to achieve in this ministry. We try the best we can to have a true Christian church. A church where somebody will come and see God in our midst. A church where people will come in our midst. And after service, they will not regret coming to church. A church where people will come and meet with God. And we know that no matter what we do, Satan will always smuggle his way. Even in heaven where God was having a meeting with his children, he came there. But there is nothing any church can do to keep the mixed multitude away, to clean it up. There is nothing any church can do. The only thing we try to do is use the light of the Word of God and shine it. So that when you do anything contrary to the Scripture, the Word will place you where you belong, even though you are in this church. Amen. We try to let the people understand who God is. We try to let them know who Satan is. And we have tried to let you know who a Christian is. We have tried to let you know who Christ is. So that when another spirit is being portrayed, you will know this is not the Holy Ghost. When another Jesus is speaking, you will know. And when another gospel is preached, you will know. See? We try to lay it as simple as possible to let everyone catch it. And we are happy that some people are listening to us. We are happy that some people are hearing us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now listen, church. We have crowd outside that are listening to us. Let me read this testimony. I've not read it. They just printed it and brought it out to me. Although I spoke with him, and he promised that he will send me this his comment, an observation in writing. This is from, and Brother Olaleye Joel Eyola. You are a lecturer in Waziru Umaru Federal Polytechnic, Birni, Kebbi, Kebbi State. And in case you want to confirm whether this is true or not, I'll give you his phone number. You can call him. 080-664-90295. And this is what he said. He said, I have carefully structured my testimonies and comments on various teachings in the Bright TV under subheadings in the successful paragraphs. The man is a lecturer. So, please. If he talk big grammar, No, not just the listen. Since you know his phone number, anyone where you don't understand, phone him later. I humbly request the indulgence of Pastor Moses Alu, who is supposedly believed to be too busy to read through this 5-page write-up so that it may serve the interests of other brides of Christ who are still held hostage in the squalid of denominational indoctrinations. I don't tell you before, say the man, a lecturer. He said, the first heading is on water baptism. My orientations about the personality of Jesus and God's divine agenda are now brightened. I am no longer held captive to my denominational method of water baptism because I've discovered many biblical truths through the Bride television channel. Oh, won't you clap for those sponsoring that channel? All of you sponsoring that channel, this testimony is for you. This is what your sponsorship is producing. It says, I am taken out of denominational obscurity into the limelight of the foundation of the apostles and prophets and Christ being the chief cornerstone. I had initially made a mistake of attributing my stress-free acceptance of revelations preached in the Bride TV to my linguistic background, which offers opportunity to process and analyze ideas factually, systematically, and philosophically. Philosophically. But when I considered that many theologians with the grace of homiletical exegesis are still ignorant of the revelatory knowledge of God's moves in this Gentile age, as preached in the Bride TV, I glorified God who removed the scale from my eyes. I attempted to introduce the newfound message about the old order of water baptism, which should be done in the name of Jesus, to the reverend in my local church, but he could hardly swallow his theological pride to permit me to give intensive teachings on this ordinance. I had been given privileges to preach in every local church where I worship as I moved from one state to another state. I wish I had been introduced to sound doctrines which I encountered in the Bride Assembly television in all these years of spiritual opacity. Opacity. On predestination and eternal security. Another heading. Satan has too much enthused people to misrepresent some of the sound preachings preached in the Bride Assembly. For instance, the doctrine of eternal security was once vaguely, imprecisely and wrongfully portrayed to me to mean that once someone professes Jesus as the Lord and personal Savior, one will be raptured no matter the lifestyle of the person after confession. I hated the teaching with temerity and belligerent vitality. I thank God who divinely connected me with Bride TV, where I listened to the original teachings on eternal security. Hey! And discover that it is a teaching that emphasizes nothing more than holiness and assurance of salvation. Besides, your teachings on eternal security open my awareness to the truth that salvation is deeper than verbal profession of Jesus. Although I was born into Baptist denomination and still remained there till I became an online member of Bride Television, my early encounter with the Christian Fellowship Center, non-denominational fellowship, and the deeper life affected my Christian life positively. Interestingly, my encounter with the Bride Assembly brought about a wonderful experience that paragons description of a mere pen. I now realize that the doctrine is deeper than how it was introduced to me. I conclude that Satan has impassioned some accursed individuals who deliberately misrepresented and misinterpreted the doctrine of eternal security in order to mislead the bride of Christ outside of Lagos to consider the doctrine inimical to their faith. Thanks to God for the Bride TV, because sound doctrines are no longer elusive. Oh, won't you clap your hands for the Lord? Oh, yes. Another paragraph on hearing and testimony. I could not explain why I naturally hated the use of hearing from childhood. My early exposure to the teachings in the Deeper Life Bible Church and the Baptist Students Fellowship gave strength to my natural hatred for ostentatious and flamboyant appearance. Long ago, before my encounter with the Bride TV, my natural disposition to the use of earrings influenced the choice of my wife, who was not using jewelry, but suddenly betrayed my deportment and stance towards earrings by starting putting on earrings against my desire. Satan used this scenario to create and generate an open episode of crisis in my marriage. My pastor and the deacon attempted to remedy my marriage by trivializing my insistential disallowing her using earrings as something insignificant to Christian faith, but I remained unbendable to their suggestions. My wife would tell me that using earrings does not affect our ministerial call, but I stood my ground by telling her that I must put some things in place in my immediate family before going into pastoral ministry. I was not comfortable with the mode of dressing of some general overseer's wives, and I don't want my wife to replicate such an absurdity. My rigid principle eventually compelled my wife to obedience by removing and stopping using earrings. That is a man. That's a man. Her attitude may be considered good, but it was an involuntary homage paid to me because she contended vehemently with me from time to time and begged I should not enforce my will on our daughters. But glory be to God, who extends his divine providence to me by connecting my family with the Bride TV. Amen. When my wife heard Pastor Moses Alu's message on the issue, she voluntarily repented and removed the earrings from our daughter's ears. It's working. It's working. I am happy that God has used the channel to bless my marriage by shaping and preparing my wife as a model of Christian virtues. The original life has become an anthem for my children. Original life. The original sin. That is the song. There's no time to sing it now. The next paragraph on Trinity and Oneness ideology. The messages of Pastor Moses Alu, an ardent and passionate exponent of William Branham's end time message, have unveiled the mystery of Godhead, which the teachings of Trinitarian churches have obscured from ages. The groundbreaking and world-shattering teachings on the doctrine of Trinity, more than any other messages preached in the Bride TV, incited and ignited so strong a passion in me that I started searching the scriptures to confirm the teachings. I did not allow the shadow of existing Trinitarian ideology, which was conflicting with oneness ideology, to becloud and impair the thrilling voice of sound reasoning of the Holy Spirit. The Deck Bible Commentary provides some salient points supporting the idea that the triune God exists as three separate persons. The concept was presented in such a subtle way that ordinary mind will see God in the archetype of polytheism. It is rewarding that after tedious searching for biblical truths about the personality of God, I came to a conclusion that the Lord God is one person. In one of my teachings in my local church, I introduced the knowledge which the Bride TV had sparked in me. I was able to defend every question posed by curious minds. Oh, clap your hands now. Truth is truth. Amen. Some members conceived that I have become heretic or been brainwashed by strange teachings. However, to the glory of God, the newfound knowledge attracted just one person, a deacon, Deacon Dr. A.B. Ogunbumi, in my church, and I became a spiritual consultant to him in matters about Christian teachings as preached in the Bright Television. Come, is this English too hard for you to follow? Why is your response as if I am rebuking you? What we are doing here, a voice is re-echoing that it is the truth. It is exciting to some of us. Hallelujah. I introduced him to the channel, and we used to call to inform ourselves in our individual homes that Pastor Alui is preaching a message now in the Bright TV. On the absurdity, another paragraph, on the absurdities and manipulations in the church. I am not comfortable with the ravaging excesses of lascivious ministers who introduce merchandise and profiteering ideologies into Christianity to live stupendous, wealthy lives at the expense of souls of men. In fact, the church is thought to be the most expensive social gathering for innocent worshippers who are being extorted in the claim of serving God through giving. Satan has succeeded to invade the church with politics and sectionalism to the extent that palace coup d'etat is being plotted in the church against one another because of positions and power aggrandizements. I am beleaguered to how comedians are invited to use God's holy altar to make sinners hilarious and excited through comical displays of God's words. The evils that are done in the name of God are too horrible to mention. Pathetically, in messages, heaven has become secondary, that deceit is packaged in denominational doctrines. The church now frets and struggles to defend denominational positions even when they contradict the wholesome teachings of the Bible. The church age has reached a stage at which the faiths of famished souls are built on denominational ideologies while we trivialize the faith to be built on the foundations of the apostles. There is a deliberate misinterpretation of the Bible by the lascivious ministers for greedy motives. People like us are not keeping mute to condemn their excesses in our little corners. We are considered critics. The heavenly tongue, rabbinic power wielder, reverend, who is being hero worshipped as Magog in my local church, even considers me antagonistic to his commercialized techniques of deploying church services to celebrity. Another paragraph on theological schools. What dominated my prayers long ago was that God should connect me to the right ministry where I will fulfill my ministerial call. I publicly declared in my local church that I wanted to be a bivocational pastor in one of my messages. My reverend thought it was my wife who wanted to take me out of the Baptist denomination to her deeper life church, where I may not need to go to any theological school before I could fulfill my pastoral gifts. He and members advised that I should not delay God's call. I responded, I will obtain a form to the Baptist Theological Seminary immediately I complete my PhD degree, which by God's grace will be completed in 2016. But thanks be to God that I came across the Bright Assembly Television Channel. Hallelujah! If it had not been God, I would have been impassioned with titular and ostensible spirit dominating my denomination to accrue liturgical titles for myself, because my early ambition is to become a reverend doctor. But now, I would rather be brother / pastor. And then, my academic doctor. Another paragraph on Bright TV / Pastor Moses Alu. I am more comfortable watching the Bright TV than any other Christian channels. Amen. The Bright TV has become my family favorite channel. Before I encountered the Bright TV 9 months ago, I was selective in watching channels. I was never comfortable with many so-called Christian channels, which are predominantly devoted to transmitting demonstration of power and prophecies, or whose deliverance session is done in the order of, who are you? I am an adult from my father's lineage, etc. Thanks be to God that by divine providence, I am introduced to Pastor Brother Moses Alu. God has planted his own into every church to warn them of the excesses. But God has raised Pastor Brother Moses Alu for this generation. Hallelujah. If God had not done this through you, the Bride of Christ everywhere would have considered William Marion Branham as one of the world acclaimed powerful men of God in the similitude of general overseers of our time. Thanks be to God, who made me realize that the ministry of William Marion Branham transcends how it has been covertly presented. My eyes of understanding are now open that his message to this Laodicean church age cannot be trivialized. Thanks be to God, who removed every obscurity that would have made the messages in the book of Revelation indiscernible and elusive. I had read the book of Revelation several times without coming to the knowledge that some chapters are devoted to reveal God's redemptive plan for the Gentiles. Through the messages in the Bright TV, I started hearing strange terminologies such as the times of the Gentile, Gentile age, fullness of the Gentiles, star messengers, Laodicean church age, etc. That is the language of the bride. I thank God that I am introduced to the ministry of William Branham through your television. May the Lord Jesus give Pastor Moses Alu the loudest voice in this age. And the church will say, Pastor Moses Alu, please, fire on, because eagles like us, who we are once struggling with muddy water to satisfy our spiritual appetite in denominational churches, have found clean water in the Bride Assembly. I, in particular, am following your ministry with complete tenacity and persistence. Above all, I have found relief for my soul through the wholesome teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Bride Television. I now understand that the central theme of the Bible is Jesus. The next paragraph, my supplication. The title is My Supplications. Pastor Moses Alu, may God, who supported Prophet Jeremiah, Isaiah, and early apostles, strengthen you the more to withstand biting opposition and criticisms of the serpent seeds and provoke uncombative theologians. Satan will not gain an upper hand over your life, family, and ministry in Jesus' name. As you stand as a trailblazer who exhumes William Marion Branham's teachings of spiritual truths, which had long been interred in the graveyard of denominational obscurity, the Lord will fortify your life. I have been praying to God to multiply the spirit which he put into Pastor Moses Alu and put the same on many preachers. A concerned mind knows that there are many eagles which are still struggling with corns in the soil ground of denominations. Surely, they will soon discover their true estate and fly out to where they belong. My sincere prayer also goes to the general overseers of popular denominations, that God will work upon them to swallow their pride and stoop to accept sound doctrine which have been concealed for ages. The fact remains that some of these general overseers ignorantly hold on to inherited unverifiable errors. And we are in the era of denominationalism when gullible and brainwashed chickens believe everything that the papa or daddy says, not minding whether what he says is a fictitious representation of the scripture or not. People find it more convenient to listen to what personalities say than what the Bible actually says. Final appeal and greetings. I'm using this medium to humbly request that you link up my family with other online members who are resident in Birnin Kebbi State. Also, if we are discovered to be many here, I strongly appeal that the Brother Assembly Church should endeavor to send one of the pastors in the Brother Assembly to come and baptize us here in Birnin Kebbi in the name of Jesus. To the Bride of Christ everywhere, I say, Shalom. If you are in Birnin Kebbi, the phone number is on the screen. Yours in Christ, Brother Olaleye Joel Iyola, is a lecturer in Waziri Umaru Federal Polytechnic, Birnin Kebbi. And his numbers, if you are in Birnin Kebbi, or you are close to Birnin Kebbi, and you wish also to join the Eagles gathering for where the carcass is, there the Eagles will gather. You can join them. Call him, Brother Olaleye, on 080-664-90295. 080-664-90295. Brother Olaleye, we appreciate you. Yes, we'll be sending people to you. We are unstoppable. And you don't know what this kind of testimony means to some of us. Because we have people sitting right under us here, but they don't seem to understand what we are saying. And some of them are even gifted. But that's somebody just listening to us. And he has gone deeper than me now in the knowledge of the entire message. You see? That's one thing with the spirit of revelation. All you need is for that spirit to just strike you. It will be taking you deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Deeper than the person through whom you caught it. Amen. Church, we have something. We are not making empty noise. This is the evidence. Let me read one more. Amen. And this is said, my name is Sandra from Euless, Texas in America. He said, about this same time in 2014, I had a dream and the Lord revealed to me the rapture. He called me and told me he was coming. This dream shocked and scared me as I've been living a filthy lie, attending church and thinking I was a Christian in a Pentecostal church. Since then, I was on a mission to know and give myself to God. I prayed that God would bring someone like the prophet Samuel to show me the way until I went to a church convention and met a brother named Samuel that told me about William Branham. I was so interested, wanting to hear more, to find out who this man was. I wanted a church that will help feed me spiritually. This same brother Samuel found a message church in my area, and I was baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus on the 7th of May 2015. I still felt that I needed more, and after that, the same brother Samuel told me about your channel on YouTube, and my life has truly transformed since then. She says, it took one teaching I had from Brother Moses titled Change of Garments, where I couldn't breathe. My clothes, shoes, makeup, jewelry, movies, CDs, all that I held to be important suddenly became worthless. So, they went into the trash dustbin. I now listen to your messages daily at work, while I'm driving, at home, and anywhere I am. I have replaced every worldly thing to listen to your messages and read. My family, friends, and even co-workers laugh and think I am being religious and taking it too far. A co-worker who is a preacher at my work recognized the changes and said I was being religious. An old friend told me she would pray for me as I am lost and stopped talking to me. I don't let it bother me. I am not ashamed. I am rather thankful and blessed to know the truth. I have prayed to help. I have prayed for help from God to open my eyes, and God has been faithful. God bless you and all the other brothers, as your messages have been truly God sent. My prayer request is to be closer to God. I want the Holy Spirit. I have lived a former life against all of God's principles, and I will not go back to those ways. I want to live every second to honor and glorify our Lord. God bless you. Hey! Sandra from the U.S. From America. She's not attending Brother Assembly Church. She has never called me. She has never called anybody in the church. Because she's interested in what we are saying. And she caught it. And every worldliness, she's putting it behind. Listening to us on the YouTube, internet. Are you not afraid that God will use them to judge some of us here? Who still come here and prepare, pretend to be saints in the church and live worse than devils after service? Maybe whenever I'm trying to get discouraged, some testimonies will come. Here, some people, when they sit down, they look me now, some sisters, bent, hearing, dead their handbag by the side. And they are there to tell you it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to you, but it matters to somebody else who was in the same estate with you and had the same thing you had. Kai, can't you see a mystery unfolding? That salvation is not for all. Jesus Christ said one time, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I command you?" I read this out now so that somebody will be challenged. Make I not play with my salvation, no. Make I not play with my salvation, no. Make I not play with my salvation. Why are you in a church like this and there is nothing showing the effect of the mercy of God that brought you here? Why do you think God brought you here? Why do you think God brought you to a ministry like this? Here, did we pursue you to ask you to buy motor for me? To build house for me? To give me money? Do I have register where I record your tithe? Do I know how much any of you pays for tithe? Can't you see that this ministry is something God has raised up for a different purpose than some of you may be thinking? See? Praise God. Praise the Lord. Ah! Father, use this testimony and touch somebody's heart today. Because one thing is, me, I believe that there are only two reasons why you will remain in a church like this. Number one is that your name is in the book of life. So God brought you here to give you opportunity to be saved. You'll be asking me, you mean those in other churches will not be saved? They will not be saved. Amen. If the church they are in is a true church, they will be saved. If what they believe is the truth, they will be saved. I didn't say this is the only church. But certainly, This is one of them. Praise the Lord. The second reason why you are here is that Satan brought you here. Satan planted you here. Amen. He said, you are of your father the devil. And they quickly told him, we be not born of fornication. Therefore, who is the father that he was referring to? It's not Satan, no. It's who? Cain. Cain was born of fornication. And every Jew knows what happened in the Garden of Eden. We be Abraham's children. We be not born of fornication. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So who is their father? Their father, hallelujah. The Bible speaks about those who have gone the way of Cain. Their father had nothing in him to change, to convert, even when God himself came down to speak the gospel to him. God was telling him, do what your brother did, and your own offering too will be accepted. He still refused because there is nothing in him to receive truth. You are not able to change because you are of your father, the devil. There is nothing in you to change. If not, other people came here, they are changing every day. They are changing. They are changing. But you came here, you are getting worse and worse. And of all this, as we are sitting down here now, if you don't keep your phone well, you go thief him. He's a church. As they hear so now, he they hear me. He don't spend 3 years for this church. He's still living and sleeping with his girlfriend every day in his house. 3 years you are in this church. You they hear what we are saying. Up till now, as they come out here, he they call her, Nehow now, you are still going to sleep with her. Who are you? If there is anything in you to change, you will have changed by now. Oh, that is the truth. Somebody here, in this atmosphere, hearing what you are hearing, you will still set trap for your brother, for your sister to fall. In this church, we hear it. Somebody can sit down and cook a lie against her sister, against her brother, because he's not happy with you. Cook a lie for somebody also to hate you. In this church, it happens here. I hear things. I see things. And when I'm getting discouraged, so all this shouting, no effect. God will tell me, don't worry. Like Elijah, he reserved 7,000. They are everywhere, all over the world. I will continue to say it. There are people that are hearing us. Remember, church. Remember that we are not raising a followership of Pastor Moses. So I am not interested in getting to know how many people have been converted through me. I am saying it and allowing God to use it all around the world to arrest his people wherever they are. Whether you change here or not, you can never reduce the power in God's truth. There are people that will hear it. People sitting down here, when you see the things I hear and I know, at this altar, somebody will exchange vow to stay with his wife and the husband for better or for worse, till death do us part. And before you know what, after that marriage, be treating that woman like a furniture item you went to the market to buy. No more peace. Because you have some advantage over her. Maybe she's from a poor family. She's depending totally on you. Do you have fear of God when you think like that? Young brother that will come here and see a sister that is making it, that is well to do, and come and meet her and say, I love you. Meanwhile, now harmony is fine. Come to the altar and extend his carnality to exchange vow at such an altar. You know, there's a reason why some of us behave like that. As people who do that, people who don't, their spiritual eyes, you know, they are blind. The day God opens your eye to see what is on this altar during service like this, some of you, you'll be scared to even go there and stand. Because you don't see anything. See? So they act anyhow, behave anyhow, church in our church. Listen, you are playing with your salvation. The door will soon close. But the mercy of God is still available. Thank you, Father. I was asking a young girl that I saw a young girl. I was asking you, is it? I was asking you. Joy. 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 Amen. I was asking if you were sitting here during the vigil. Or something I saw during the vigil. I don't know whether there is anybody else that looks like you. But that person sat on this front seat. Is there anybody that came for that vigil and you sat on this front row here? Hey, sister, anybody who are here? Where did you sit? Here? No, the person sat here. The person sat here and I thought that was your face. And written on the person was mercy. 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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Mercy. That is what many of us need. That is what many of us are enjoying now. The mercy of God. But always remember that there is also the judgment of God. And this is the time for His mercy. Praise the Lord.